Good morning. It's time for our hymn sing. Who has a favorite hymn to start us out with? Yes. 659. 659. Jesus, our friend and brother. And there's only one verse. So maybe we'll do it twice because I'm not sure I'm familiar with this. You don't know it at all? I don't think I know it at all either.
Does anybody know it?
Let's give it a try. Okay. Jesus, our friend and brother. Jesus, our friend and brother. He invites us. He invites us. Come together. Come together. Interesting. I hadn't done that one before. Okay, let's move to another. Go ahead. 467, verses 1 and 4. Trust and obey. I think we're singing that one later in the service as well. Oh, we can warm up on it. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Verse 4. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes. 265. 1 and 3. 265, 1 and 3. O Christ the healer. I hope I know this one too. Challenge. Yes, one more. I'm sorry?
593.
Thank you. Thank you, Colleen. That was beautiful. And thank you, David, for leading this hymn sing this morning. You will notice my deep Lauren Bacall voice. That's the ash in the air for me. I want to welcome everyone this morning and thank you for being able to be here. I don't know about your houses, but mine smells like a campfire. And I know some of you are doing the same thing. I've already pulled out. I've got two masks in my purse, and I think I'm going to carry a mask and wearing one for a little bit until this settles down. I grew up with an asthmatic brother, and my mom was a severe asthmatic, so I know the drill pretty well. Well, please, everybody, take care. Please use the individual slips first in the pew pads, the red pew pads, but please do sign in so we'll know who all was here. And again, we are very glad that you're here. We would like to wish everyone a happy birthday. My name's on the list. Yes, and our rule in our office was, if your birthday is this month, you get to celebrate the whole month. Go for it. Go for it. I will apply that to the September birthdays. The rest of you are on your own. Sorry, we acted up in my office a lot. I think many of you remember Nancy Reitzler. I certainly do. And I don't have a thing here telling me. And there also Nancy Greening. And please keep them and their families in your prayers. Yes, it is Christmas in September. And I think some of the decorations in the store have been out since, you know, July. If you have not already, please pick up your shoebox for the children in the fellowship hall. The boxes are in the fellowship hall, not the children. The lists are there, suggestions for different age groups. And be sure to include a $10 cash donation in each box to cover the cost of mailing and all those kinds of things. The adult discussion classes will resume today with the Case for Christ. And the film is 71 minutes long, so if you didn't think to do it, maybe you want to grab a lunch or a snack or something before you go in there, because it's a little bit long. But I think you'll find it very, very interesting. The pastor's luncheon is this coming Wednesday, September 11th at noon at the Legend 8 in Calamasa. The price is $15. If you've not already signed up, please do so, and you can do that in the fellowship hall. Excuse me. And now I believe it is time, I don't have a thing in front of me, for our
call to worship.
Trying to lose my voice, and I'm doing a real good job of it this morning. If you would stand to join me in the reading for this morning, the call to worship. Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you.
I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense.
My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice.
Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go.
And if you would remain standing for our first hymn, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Oh for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth, honors of His name. just a name. Their charms are fused, their peace our sorrow sees. His music in the sinner's ears, his life and health and peace.
And if you would remain standing while we pass the peace, please pass the peace with your neighbors.
All right, let's welcome all those who have joined us via Zoom. Hello, Helen. So good to see you always. And hello to June and Joyce. So good to see you down there, our faithful worshipers. And good morning to Chris. Alita just shared with me this morning that Chris has dealt with some bit of the this sudden health issues, and she's back home now, but she was hospitalized for a couple of days. She had a surgery on her knee, and then that went well, and she recuperated. But we want to keep Chris in our prayers. And welcome, George. Good to see you. I don't see you a long beard, but you look much younger. Yes. And good morning to Alicia. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Lorraine's family lives right in Highland, where all the stuff is going on, right near Walmart. They are staying at our place. And we didn't bring Sophie today because the smoke has really bothered Sophie. Her daughter had some, what kind of spray is it?
For asthma.
So she used that on Sophie, it helped. But after church, we're going down to the desert for about 3 days and Sophie will get out of the smoke. That's why she isn't here. Good news. This Thursday, this young lady here is going to have surgery, laser surgery. They had a slot come up, and even though they had pick me ahead of time to have surgery also. Slot opened up, and hers is rated as emergency, and I'm only cosmetic, so I'd much rather have her get done. So we'll hopefully they'll have the laser surgery, and she will get partial eyesight, hopefully. Okay? So thank you, and keep praying for us, okay? We got half of Yucaipa praying for us. We got to get the rest of Yucaipa praying.
And just pray for Sophie, because Sophie did not like the idea. Because she knew we were going to church. And it's like she had her little outfit in it, and she can't go out.
And she has those...
Those sad eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. May give us a guilt trip.
Good morning. Just want to give an update on my wife Edna's brother in the Philippines. He did have 4 stents put in the hospital, and then he's home now. So thank you for all your prayers. And he still has health issues. He still has dialysis for his kidneys, and he also has some lung problems that they're not sure what they're going to have to do with that. But anyway, but we appreciate your prayers. Just wanted to give you an update. Thank you.
Yeah, Colin.
Didn't raise my hand soon enough, did I? No, my mom has been struggling. Her name's Loretta, and she's been struggling. She's 89, and she's been struggling for months with terrible back pain from vertebra kind of disintegrating. And now it's excruciating, and she wants to consult with a specialist who could possibly mean surgery. So please pray for my mom, Loretta. Thank you.
Good morning. Mark Pertell here. We're happy to be back from our trip to Montana. We had a wonderful time visiting with family and friends. I caught some fish, but we had a great time. We have a friend that lives in Highland. And it doesn't sound like the house is in danger of burning. I guess the wind is blowing the other way. But they were evacuated because of the smoke. Mm. So prayers for Hip and his family. Thank you.
Good answer. I'd also like prayers for all the firemen that are working to put out that fire.
Hello, everybody. I'm really excited this morning because my family is here. This is my daughter-in-law, Candace, and my married to my son, Kenny, who were married in this church 25 years ago this month. So, yeah. And her son, my grandson, Jeff. My soon-to-be grandson-in-law, Craig, great-grandson, Miles, my granddaughter, Kylie, and my great-granddaughter, Maddie. Now, Kylie and her fiancé, go ahead and stand up.
Yeah.
They are here because they too are going to be married in this church next year in September. So there we go. We've got some.
Very nice.
On another note, I was telling the pastor with my granddaughter and my son and daughter-in-law getting married here, it made me think that my father attended your wedding here. And it was the last church my father attended before he passed away. And I was thinking, I never had thought of that. And so here I am, and I've got history here.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Judy Salveson. And I would like prayers for my son, Taylor Salveson. A couple of weeks ago, he was just sitting on the sofa, not doing anything. and all of a sudden his left shoulder started hurting, and it's been hurting him ever since. And I don't know if some of you know him, but he is paralyzed in his right arm, so his left arm is the only arm that he has. And I don't know, my other son kind of mentioned maybe it might be a rotator cuff thing, which would be really bad for him. But my grandson that was born, he probably weighs about 20 pounds, and Taylor picks him up with one arm, so I'm wondering if that has something to do with it. But prayers for him for healing.
Hi, my name's Pat Shores. I've got a couple things. I had a call this morning from Susan Elmore. She was, I think she said she was on the floor, and I said, well, can I come and help you get up? And she said, oh, no, don't worry about that. But she said, please add my name to the lunch on Wednesday, because she hopes to be there. So let's pray for Susan. Today I get to go with my sister down to see my great nieces, and that will be the best thing I do all week. But I want you to, there was somebody else I wanted you to pray for, and now I don't remember who it was. Well, anyway, I'll think of it later, and I'll pray extra hard. Oh, okay. She just said Bill, and it wasn't Bill. my sister Jean, Allison and I were invited down to my niece's yesterday, and she's the daughter of my sister Jean, and Jean was there, and I thought she didn't seem very well or anything. And later on, I talked to my sister Karen. I mentioned that I thought Jean was acting kind of odd, didn't seem very energetic or anything, and Karen told me, well, Jean has cancer, and it was probably lucky for her that she even could get over there to try to visit. But I don't think Jean didn't mention it to any of us, so I don't think she really wants it spread around, so I'm telling all of you. but anyway, please pray for my sister Jean.
Thank you. Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
If everyone would join me in the unison prayer as printed in your bulletin or showing on the screen. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen.
We have heard all the prayer requests, and we have also many loved ones in our life circle that we hold in our hearts dearly. Let's remember them all and continue our prayers in silence. Dear Lord Jesus, as we come before your presence this morning, we acknowledge that You have been so good to us all our lives. You have answered our prayers, and we know that you have walked the journey with us, and you have never, even once, failed us. So we recognize your goodness and your mercy upon our lives, and we give you thanks, and we worship you. We lift up our voice together with your people and praise your name as we worship you this morning. And our heart goes out to all those who are struggling in many different places. We pray, O Lord, for your mercy and your protection upon the resident in Highland and all those whose lives have been affected by this fire in this area. Lord, we ask your healing upon all those who need your healing touch. Reach out unto them individually with your Holy Spirit and reach deep within them. Touch the areas where they need your healing, because the Lord, you can heal any disease. You can do it with your power. There's nothing that you cannot do. So, Lord, we come before you, lifting up our prayers together with the unspoken prayers in our hearts. We know that you listen to our prayers and you answer our prayers. So we hold on to your faithfulness. And as we worship you, O Lord, we submit ourselves to you and to your power, to your will, to your plan that you have for us. Your plan is so perfect. You run the whole course of our lives according to your timetable. So we submit to you and pray, O Lord, that you continue to empower us through your Holy Spirit, that we may engage in this lifelong battle and be victorious in the end with your help. So, Lord, we submit to you and to your will and pray that you fulfill your will upon our lives, upon the life of our loved ones, upon our families, upon this church, and upon this world today. And now we join our prayers, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now for our Young at Heart moments with Deb Davidson.
My name is Emmanuel, and I'm from Uganda. My dad there led a ministry, and we did well. Life then dramatically changed when he went to attend a conference in the UK, and he got visa issues, and he wasn't able to come back as we had expected. Mom had to come in to support the ministry and the family financially. We went through a desert, poverty and scarcity of literally everything. Getting meals was a miracle. On a good day, we had two. On a bad day, we would have porridge, and that was it. It was in that wilderness that my mom met a lady from Operation Christmas Child. We kids were gathered, and we couldn't help but to wait expectantly to receive our shoeboxes. The day that I received my shoebox was a very special day. I really felt like God was telling me, Emmanuel, I love you. I know you. Your name is written in the palm of my hand. I opened it, and the first thing that hit me was the sweet smell. But there was still one thing that I hadn't seen right below the box, and that was the harmonica. The harmonica resonated with me. It was such a special and personal gift because it was a musical instrument, and I am a musician. I want to share with you a song that my teacher taught me.
Matelanko ni mana yo 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 Yesu abele miko ya 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 Matelanko ni mana yo 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 yo.
Beloved, you will never know what a shoebox means to people like me in Africa. It's a big gift that comes in a small package. It's a ray of light in the darkness. It's a sound of sweet melody amidst the noise. It's a river in the desert.
I really hope that everybody can do at least one shoebox for these children because it's a gift. Thank you.
Our next hymn is I Belong to the King, and the music is in the insert in your bulletin or on the screen.
I belong to the King, I'm a child of his love, I shall dwell in his palace so fair. For he tells of his bliss in new heaven above, and his children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King, I'm a child of his love, and he never forsakes his own. He will call me someday to his palace above, I shall dwell by his glorified throne. I belong to the King, and he loves me, I know, for his mercy and kindness so free. Unseen is me mine, wherever I go, and my refuge unfailing is he. I belong to the King, I'm a child of his love, and he never forsakes his own. He will call me someday to his palace above, I shall dwell by his glorified throne. I belong to the King, and his promise is sure, that we all shall be gathered at last. In his kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life with this trial, this is past. I belong to the King, I'm a child of his love, and he never forsakes his own. He will call me someday to his palace above, I shall dwell by his glorified throne.
This morning's scripture reading comes from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7 and 14 through 20. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Skipping down to verse 14. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. She departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, do not let me look on the death of the child. And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. So good to see Lori and Mark back, even though the weather is still hot down here. We'd love to see you here, down here. And I welcome all of you and pray that we will all listen to the voice of God speaking to us in many different ways. God speak to us through His Word, the Holy Scripture. God speak to us through the fellowship of the saints, and God speak to us through the Holy Spirit. God has many different ways to speak to us, and we pray together that as we worship, we will have a close and intimate fellowship with God and be able to listen to God's voice. A young married couple spending a week at a famous spa had nothing but bad luck. And on the sixth day, they were down to their last $2 and a ticket to the local racetrack. Let me go out there alone today, said the young man. I've got a hunch. He picked a 40-1 shot in the first race and won. Every succeeding race was won by a long shot on which he had a bet. At the end of the afternoon, he had amassed more than $10,000. On his way back to hotel, he stopped off at one of the gambling casinos to cash in further on his good luck. Within an hour, he had run his bankroll up to a neat $40,000 at roulette. On the point of leaving, he had a new hunch, and the entire $40,000 went on black. The ball bounced, rolled, and settled. The croupier called, "Red!" The young man made his way back to his hotel room, sat down, looking a bit discouraged. His wife asked, "How did you make out?" He nonchalantly replied, "I lost $2. A wrong decision at the wrong timing causes a loss of finances and, in many cases, can alter the course of life. And, you know, that's what's going on in the stock market. You invest on right timing, and if you don't, then you can lose a lot. Abram and Sarai, I'm going to use the name Abram and Sarai because those are the names that they use until right before they had the son Isaac. And then their name was changed right before then because God made Abram the father of many nations, which Abraham means, and then the Sarah's name was changed accordingly as well. Abram and Sarai could not wait for God's time to fulfill his promise, made an unwise decision based on human wisdom, and created conflict in their families. The conflict between the descendant of Ishmael and Isaac has not stopped ever since. It has become a global dispute today, and there seems to be no easy solution to the conflict. This morning, we will reflect upon God's timing in our lives, and what happens when we impatiently make decisions based on human wisdom instead of waiting for God's timing. Let's begin with God's covenant making with Abram in Genesis 15. Abram lived in Ur of Chaldeans, that is in Mesopotamia. He was 75 years old when God called him and led him to Canaan. He was around 85 years old and still had no children. He was thinking about making his servant Eliezer his heir. God appeared to Abram in a vision and promised a son, and his offspring would become as many as stars in the sky. Abram believed in God, and God credited to him as righteousness. I'm sure that Abram shared God's promise with Sarai. However, Abram and Sarai became impatient only 1 year later. So in chapter 15, God made a covenant with Abram, right, and promised the son. In chapter 16, only a chapter later, that is 1 year later, Sarai suggested that Abram have a child through her maid, Hagar. Hagar became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and Abram named his son Ishmael, which means God hears. Now, there is a noteworthy aspect to the name Ishmael. Did God hear Abram and Sarai's wish and give Ishmael to them? Ishmael means God hears, right? No, God did not. Abram and Sarai devised a plan to have Ishmael. So Abram's calling his son Ishmael was not quite fitting. And the name discloses Abram's hidden motive to justify his action. The chapter 16 records two instances of naming Hagar's son Ishmael. The first by the angel, and the second by Abraham. The angel appeared to Hagar when she was kicked out of Abram's house and told her to name her son Ishmael. According to the angel, Ishmael refers to God hearing Hagar's misery. Hagar gave birth to a son, and Abram also named him Ishmael. In this second instance, Ishmael sounded like God heard Abram and Sarai. Abram unquestionably wanted Ishmael to fulfill God's promise. But God had a different plan to give a son of the promise later on God's timetable. Now, you might not have paid attention to Genesis 21:2. God set a time for the birth of Isaac. That's what the verse 21:2 says. And in King James translation, it uses the phrases, at the set time, and in New International Version, it says at the very time. From the messianic perspective, a specific time set for the birth of Isaac is a prophecy that God prearranged the time for the birth of the Messiah. God's promise. God operates according to his timetable, which perfectly serves God's purpose. So God has a time set for the birth of Isaac, but Abraham and Sarai went ahead with their plan. Sarai's suggestion and Abraham's agreement to it had good intentions. God already told them that they would have a son, so having a child through Hagar did not seem out of line. But they never, in their wildest dreams, expected that their decision was flawed and disastrous. Soon after Hagar became pregnant, Hagar despised Sarai, and Sarai did not tolerate her contempt and send her away. The angel told Hagar to go back, which she did. When Ishmael turned 13, Sarai miraculously became pregnant. After Sarai gave birth to Isaac, Hagar and Ishmael could no longer reside in Abraham's house, tragically splitting the blood brothers and their descendant. Muslims recognize Abraham, and they call it Ibrahim, and you may have heard a lot of Ibrahim. That's a popular name among Muslims, right? They recognize Abraham, as the father of both the Arab and Jewish people through Abraham's two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. But they have always been on hostile terms with Jews. The perpetual conflict between Abraham's descendants has become so intertwined that any solution seems impossible. The Israel and Hamas war today proves this. The United Nations Security Council and the United States won a ceasefire on the Israel-Hamas war. Over 12,000 demonstrations, that's all over Israel, won a ceasefire on Israel-Hamas war. However, so many factors are entangled together that the war will not have an easy ending. The demonstrators say that the war helped Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu avoid corrupt charges. In November 2019, Netanyahu was officially indicted for breach of trust, accepting bribes, and fraud. But Netanyahu wants to continue the war until all the hostages are rescued, and the true motive of Netanyahu is in question. As of September 1, 101 out of 251 hostages remained in captivity in the Gaza Strip. Israel fights on three fronts: Hamas in Gaza Strip, Iran, which trained the Hamas terrorists and financed their activities, and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, funded by Iran. Now, a new tension arises between Egypt and Israel as the Israel-Hamas war prolongs. So you can tell the Iranian government is the, in a way, major force between the war, between Israel and Hamas war, because they funded the and trained the Hamas, and they are themselves are very hostile toward Israel, and then Iran also funded the Hezbollah group as well. Now, Iran belongs to the Shia Muslims and the rest of the Arab leagues to Sunni. And Shia Muslims is only at 10%, and then Sunni Muslims is about 90%, right? Those two branches do not get along with each other. If they weren't divided, if they get along with each other, the conflict right now would have been much worse than it is today. So there is no easy solution. Even the United States, the superpower of the world, cannot do much about the situation. This complex problem is traced back to Abram and Sarai, who did not follow God's timetable and devise the plan based on human wisdom. How about us? Do we know God's timetable for us? We do not. Not knowing God's timetable could be frustrating, but God's timetable does not belong to our realm of understanding. Consider Jesus' first and second coming. The birth of the Messiah was prophesied throughout the Old Testament, including his birthplace, his race, the virgin birth, and the time of his birth. Daniel prophesied the exact timing of Messiah's birth during the Roman period. Despite all these prophecies, the entire world did not recognize the Messiah when he was born. How about his second coming? It too was prophesied throughout the Old and New Testament. Jesus himself spoke about it 21 times in the gospel. We all know and believe that Jesus will return to this earth, but do not know the timing. Right before Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the time, what dates the Father has set by his own authority." In Matthew 24, Jesus said about the timing of his coming, "About the day or hour, no one knows, or even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." No human knows God's timing, nor does he or she have control over it. Timing belongs to God alone. So what should we do to avoid repeating Abram and Sarai's mistake? We need to be patient and wait for God's timing. We do not have to hurry, because God never comes late. Trusting in and obeying God is a wise way of Christian living. It helps us be synchronized to God's perfect timetable. And let me illustrate what it means to be synchronized to God's timetable. In his sermon, "Why Christ Had to Die," author and pastor Stuart Briscoe says, "Many years ago, when the children were small, we went for a little drive in a lovely English countryside, and there was some fresh snow. I saw a lovely field with not a single blemish on the virgin snow. I stopped the car, vaulted over the gate, and ran around in a big circle, striding as wide as I could. Then I came back to the kids and I said, 'Now, children, I want you to follow in my footsteps. So I want you to run around that circle in the snow, and I want you to put your feet where your father put his feet. Well, David tried and couldn't quite make it. Judy, our overachiever, was certain she would make it. She couldn't. Pete, the little kid, took a great run at it. He put his foot in my first footprint and then strode out as far as he could and fell on his face. I said, "Pete, come here." I picked up little Peter and put his left foot on my foot, and I put his right foot on my foot. I said, "Okay, Pete, let's go." I began to stride one big stride at a time with my hands under his armpits and his feet lightly on mine. Well, who was doing it? In a sense, he was doing it because I was doing it. In a sense, the little boy was committed to the big dad, and some of the properties of the big dad were walking through the little boy. And this is how we should walk with the Lord in perfect synchronization. I'm sure you have learned, and I have learned, our life is a long waiting game. No question about that. Wait upon and wait for God. God shows us the way and takes the step. Then we put our foot where God's foot is, always following God's lead patiently, because we don't know God's timetable. God sees our beginning and the end and has mapped out our entire journey. Following God's timetable is the best way of living for the best life. Amen.
Now is the time for the presentation of our tithes and offerings. You can place your offering in the plate at the back or bring it into the office.
Is this on? While the choir is getting in place, I just wanted to share the definition of one of the words in the hymn they're going to be singing. The word is Ebenezer, and we've heard it as a name. We've also, maybe some of you know the meaning of the word, but it was, it means stone of help. And in the Bible, the prophet Samuel set up a stone and named it Ebenezer to commemorate God's help to the Israelites in a battle with the Philistines. And since then, it is a commemoration of God's help. So hopefully that will make it more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. doth from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of leaves. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. As we stand before your presence this morning, O Lord, we acknowledge, surely we have come this far by your grace. Today is a big milestone we can remember for your grace, for all your great work in our lives. So, Lord, we give you this thanksgiving, and we bless you with this gift. And we ask you to receive this gift from us and bless it, that it may be used to bless you, this church, and the ministries of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our last hymn this morning is Trust and Obey, number 467.
Abide with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toil he thus richly repay. Not a grief war or loss, not a frown war or cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Lord Jesus, you have taught us to trust in your love and obey your commandment. And through the years, O Lord, we have learned to trust in you. So, Lord, may we continue on as you guide our footstep, each and every footstep, that we may be ready to be patiently following your guidance, that we may continue to glorify you in all we do. Therefore, send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you. Our every day. as strong and true. Know he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there watching from above.